June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're down to 2:18 to play. Spin move. To the block. Blocked. Denied by Flagg. He went up the pole.
The total package.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. So we've got Nick Angstad in us here with us, and he might be thinking this is a waste of time now because we are going to talk more about Cooper Flagg and the Mavs, but also Eric, Jacob, and Peyton are going to be competing in the Great Wada Chicken Strip Eating Contest. Eric, how are you feeling? You got a lot of chicken strips in front of you. You also have dips. What's your over-under for people that missed it?
My over-under personally is set at 13.5. I do have 16 tendies in my box, so hopefully I'll just clear out all 16, bang the over, feel great about it, and wash it down with the prickly pear. What a fresher. This thing is out of this world good, bro.
If that happens.
Absolutely delicious.
Would you take it to the next level and try to take tenders from other people's boxes?
Yeah, if I still have capacity and these slow pokes are still holding off, then yes, I will start dipping my fingers into their chicken fingers.
Peyton, how are we feeling about this?
Feeling good. See, the thing is I've been up since about 3:55 this morning, so I'm hungry. I haven't had anything to eat.
Oh, okay.
Because he's bragging. I don't eat until I get home. I can't eat before the show or else, you know, stomach issues, all that stuff. I don't want to have to do that.
So okay.
I haven't eaten yet.
I thought he was about
Eric slept in this morning. Crank
up the old excuse machine, I thought is what he was going to do.
He's
actually just braggadocious.
But yeah. Eric got more sleep, though, so maybe he's like he's ready and refreshed. And
I am. I woke up and like exerted myself, broke a little sweat this morning to just...
We don't need to get into what
you already worked out this morning. Is that what you're
saying? Got a little exercise.
We don't need to get into what he did.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
It was cardio.
Oh.
After cross talk, yeah. We can say whatever we want.
Sorry, Whataburger.
And then Jacob, if you win, you get to take Eric's spot.
I do. There's big stakes on the line for
and
me here.
And he is going to go back and take your job for a while.
And as he mentioned yesterday, just play bad drops the entire segment. So I think I'm excited for that if that happens.
Just derail the whole segment.
Not going to lie, I might be kind of rooting for Jacob just a little bit because of that reason. All right, do we need a countdown? Is that...
Yeah. Who's watching to see if Jacob actually eats the tenders?
Carter. That's a Carter. he knows that Jacob's just bite cheap.
Yeah, would he shove in my backpack or something?
I mean, look, there was, I will admit, my older son, Brandon, he broke some news to me years ago. We were doing a segment and Parker, I think it was his last day, said he was going to eat 100 chicken nuggets. And right at the end of the show, he goes, here we go, 100. And I was like, holy crap, that's amazing. When we were leaving, Brandon was sitting back there and he goes, yeah, he probably ate 40 or 50. And I was like, what? Kind of really destroyed my trust in people. All right.
All right, I'm hungry. Let's
guys,
go.
Guys, on your mark, get set. Cheers. Whataburger. All right, here we go. Oh my gosh. Eric is really treating this like a competition. He's out to a very quick
there.
Lead. Absolutely. All right, so what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to monitor this contest while also talking more about the Dallas Mavericks. So one thing, I know like you don't necessarily have inside medical information, but when you hear the Mavericks say, maybe Kyrie could be back by January, and that's like maybe February, maybe March is actually the more realistic thing. How big of a deal does just January to March make in terms of his return?
Yeah, it'd be huge. I mean, February is the trade deadline, and so you've got to know what moves you need to make for the stretch run of the season. And so that's a big thing to look at as far as like a flex date to say, all right, are we going to get Kyrie back? How is Kyrie going to look when he comes back? But it's like it's the human body. I mean, ACL is not as scary as it used to be. Like there's right. an older NBA fan that came to me and was like, man, Kyrie's career is done. Like that's just not the case. That's not the case anymore. Guys come back all the time.
You think Achilles is way more scary. Yes?
It's scary, but it's a longer injury.
Yeah.
KD came back from Achilles. Klay Thompson came back from Achilles. Like they both have looked great and they're in their old age in the NBA right now. And so for Kyrie, I fully expect him to come back and be Kyrie again. It's just, when does that happen? And a month could mean a lot of things. That's like 16 games.
Yeah.
Right? And so that could be the difference. In the West, that was the difference between, I don't know, like two and like out of the play-in.
Sure.
just that difference of games as far as wins and losses.
What if you thought about the strategy of the Celtics unloading so much salary? Obviously, because Tatum's hurt, he's not going to play next year. Or if he does, it'll probably not be a whole lot. And then obviously now, what are the Pacers doing with that devastating Halliburton injury?
Can we take a second to just realize that great Celtics team that everybody talked about for so long and that was just this amazing yeah. Celtics team, the Mavs were the only team that like had to go through that team.
Yes.
And like got their one big great shot where like Porzingis was healthy even for a couple games. And that's brutal. The Mavs keep running into these teams that are like the healthiest and like the best version of themselves. The Clippers that one year.
And it really sucks. Eric, how far in are you? How many strips have you eaten?
I think I've eaten 7.
Oh my gosh.
I think.
Peyton, okay, man, that mentally defeated Peyton.
Whatever I said before, I'm sorry, Eric. You know, I respect your game.
About time zone.
Yeah, go ahead. What are you at?
I'm about to be on my third.
Oh my gosh, Jacob.
But I'm pacing myself.
Wait, are we doing sauce every bite?
I'm a sauce every bite.
Every
guy.
Bite.
I'm going.
See,
ranch.
That's different.
That's cheating. I don't know. If
so you're Joey Chestnut right, so
wait,
dipping
dude,
it in the water.
Can,
I put sauce in front
no,
of you.
He's dipping it in water. He's dipping it in sauce, which is.
Are you saucing, Jake?
No, yeah.
I got two things of ranch back here, bro.
Look, man, because theoretically, that's just more food you're adding in to slow you down. But that seems to be. That's the lubricant for Eric Chiafalo.
That's 100%.
Like, yeah. Okay. All right. So Eric Chiafalo is taking a huge lead. Let's see if he can finish this box of.
I will.
Okay. All right. So there was 16 water chicken strips in there. By the
They're
way,
so good.
Yes, absolutely. By the way, if you're like, I would like to eat a normal amount of food today, you can.
That's what
of
he's
course.
Doing. He's just eating like he's just eating lunch.
Yeah, I'm already down 8 already.
Here. Okay. All right. Yeah. Hey.
6 minutes left.
I believe in the tortoise and the hare theory. All right. I think that you could get it done. Now, you'd mentioned the wings in our last segment. I know people try to make it out to be maybe something bigger than it is. There's already article about in Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers be the Magic and Larry. And like, that's a lot of pressure. But at the same point, you see how they sold out the AAC just off of the names. What's your interest level in this, especially since Caitlin Clark been struggling and kind of hurt?
Incredibly interested. I'm all in. I've had wing season tickets for the last couple of years. I love Paige Beckers. I was hoping and praying that they would get Paige Beckers at some point, and she's everything that you would hope that she is. I mean, if you're listening and you don't really know the W that well, Caitlin Clark is like the 1A talent that is the young player everybody wants to build around. Paige Beckers is like 1B. I mean, she's right there. There
I
are
think
times,
you mean Angel Reese is 1B is what I've been told.
Angel Reese.
Okay, Joy Taylor.
Angel Reese. I don't know if I need to put a... If I put a number on the Angel Reese thing, I will be attacked viciously online.
Fair. That's very fair.
But there
fair.
Are times in their high school and even like at some points in college where Paige Beckers was considered better than Caitlin Clark. And then Caitlin had her run and everything, and she's been incredible. But yeah, I mean, they there's a lot of interest behind them.
Well, and that's what I wanted to ask you about. I know you...
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're in, and you talked about you've had season tickets, but what does it mean to the league, and maybe more specifically to people like you who are like, I've been there to see this level of public interest as opposed to folks in Arlington or, you know, smattering across the metroplex?
Oh, yeah. Well, you look at what Caitlin's brought to the WNBA, obviously, the ratings, and then like the Wings decided to go from UT Arlington, where they always play, to
yes.
the AAC when yes. Caitlin plays, because last year the Wings Fever game was packed. It was, there's no seats available anywhere. And this year they had to go to the AAC. For the Wings, they, in the College Park Center, they used to like block off the yeah. second level with like this big curtain. And now it's open and it's pretty full all the time. And so that has brought a lot of interest to the Wings for sure. And they're supposed to move over to the
I know that got
center.
Delayed. Yeah.
Doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
Oh, this, at
this,
all?
This year. This
oh,
year.
Okay.
It'll happen. Well, I don't know. Dallas yeah. politics and whatever else.
But. Wow, politics.
You want to get into it?
That's probably, yeah, no, that's probably for the best. All right, now the flip side to this is like, I get the name value and that's important, but we have at least seen, especially probably in the last 4 or 5 games, some market improvement from the Wings, unless you think that is inaccurate.
No, they have. They've definitely looked better. They seem to be more cohesive, and you've seen Paige Bueckers kind of take a step forward here a little bit and figure out, all right, how do I get this team moving forward? I think some of those games she missed for the concussion or for the injury that she was out with helped her. She got to sit and watch and got to see everybody up close and got to sit courtside and figure out, all right, how does this player play? How does this player play? And I think that's really helped her. And the competition has been a little helping with the Wings. But still, going from 1-11 to where they are now, I'll take it.
Absolutely. All right, Eric, how we? Your face is getting a little red. How are we doing over here?
I'm starting to feel it.
Uh-huh.
As soon as I take these last two bites down, I will have hit my over at 14.
Wow. Oh, and we've been doing this like
just
6
impressed.
Minutes?
Amazing.
Peyton, what are you? My guess is maybe 5?
I'm on my 5th one right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Peyton
right now.
Just wanted look, free lunch today.
He is eating like he just had a free lunch.
I pray for your life expectancy, Eric. I really do. Those doctor's visits cannot be healthy.
It's going to backfire at some point.
If you throw up, though, you're disqualified. That's
I pray
rules,
for
though,
his plumber, yeah. That's who I pray for.
No, pray for the ladies room here at the station.
Oh, my gosh. Yuck. What about Jacob? What about you? Are you making a miracle Whataburger run to make this happen?
I'm halfway through number 8 right now, so I'm okay. gunning for second.
All right.
Hey, nice work,
so
dude.
You're the person we sit next to Joey Chestnut to be like, hey, he's not going to win, but like he'll be the closest guy.
He's the average human being. He's just a freak.
Okay, by the way, Whataburger, they've got the prickly pear raspberry water fresher. Is that what you're doing, or are you doing lemonade?
I'm actually double fisting because they're both so
good. How are
so
you double fisting drinks,
they're
too?
They're so good.
He hasn't
dude.
Actually picked up chicken with his hand. He's just been going face first into
like,
the box
like
each time.
That's how I'm eating.
But remember, I want to remind everyone, if you want a reasonable amount of food at Whataburger, they can facilitate that as well. You don't necessarily, but I also know this now. If you want to buy a box of 50 water strips, they can facilitate that as well.
It hasn't even been 10 minutes.
No, it's been like 7 minutes. And no, absolutely. All right. So I know it's early. It just happened. Ryan Nemhard, Miles Kelly. Did you have any like pre-draft thoughts about them if they might be available as undrafted? Do you have any thoughts about them now?
Yeah, absolutely. Ryan Nemhard is a guy that a lot of people thought would get drafted, maybe in the 40s.
Bless you.
There's proof, Whataburger. If you're wondering if they're actually eating the chicken,
that burp was so needed. That was like I just caught my second wind, bro.
Oh no!
There's space
Watch
for like
out,
6
boys.
More now.
Like 2 minutes ago, bro.
And Ryan Nemhard's an incredible passer, led college in assists last year. He's 5'11". He's going to struggle with size, obviously, and that's why he didn't go. But he's Andrew Nemhard's brother from the Pacers that we talked about, and so he's got a connection there. And I think he's going to be great, especially for Summer League, to set everybody up and to be the guy that just runs the offense. And the Mavs are going to need another guard like that. And so to add that in the two-way spot, that one's really good.
And no, go ahead.
The Miles Kelly one is he, you know, is 6'4". Guard wing coming out of Auburn. He's got a 6'10 wingspan reportedly. It's like a 3-and-D guy, and he had some issues with his wrist at the beginning of the season with Auburn, and then as that got better, he got a little hotter and got better as it went on, and he started a ton of games for that Auburn team that was really good.
Absolutely. What are the anticipations or hopeful expectations for Brandon Williams? Because you're talking about a two-way player who then obviously really built up his stature where we're all like, hey, I'm really glad he's on the team. What can he hope for next year?
Yeah, I mean, as of right now, unless they sign somebody else, he's starting at point guard.
Yeah.
Like, he's really lucked into this situation where he's on a full contract now, so he's part of the team, and like they expect him to come in and contribute and to be what he was at the end of last season, which was really good. And he came in and played his role really well. And I've been concerned if they're going to ask too much of him. But
okay.
I think they are going to have some expectations, and I think that's great. I'm happy for him.
Are you more impressed at Brandon Williams last season or what you've just seen from Eric Chiafalo? Did you finish that box?
15. I got one more. Okay. I'm trying to decide if I want to go for 16. I don't even know if these guys are going to make me
You want my leftovers
go
over
my
here?
Hardest
Let's
here.
Get you to 20, Eric. Come on.
Jakey? Double digits?
Nine?
We got one more to break the over right now.
You can hear him just huffing.
Yeah, man, like, yeah, you're very labored for sitting down. No, I get it. But, like, we started this, I think, 9.5 minutes ago, maybe 9 minutes ago, and you ate 15 Wada chicken tenders and drank most of two different drinks.
How much sauce you have left?
I got like probably 10% of each ranch and probably
to each ranch?
Yeah, I did two ranches.
You.
Yeah,
there you go. I got
two
you,
ranch, three ketchups, two of those being spicy. That's what I love about. That's really one of my favorite experiences about the Whataburger experience is because I get to go bite for bite. Each dip has something different to offer, and so every bite can sort of be its own special moment.
Talk about the nodes with the different sauces.
Yeah, well, you have the flavor profiles that really, I mean, I thought ketchup couldn't be outdone when Whataburger just had their own ketchup. And then all of a sudden they started to spice things up a bit.
Yeah.
And man, it just makes the chicken tender experience really one of one.
This is a sommelier.
Man, that's
here.
A live read right there.
Then, yeah.
You double fist the Whata Freshers as well. I'm trying to decide which Whata Fresher I like. I've been sipping at the same time.
Whataburger, get this man some live reads. Let's
Arnold
make it
Palmer
happen.
Action.
Gosh, all that's right. Good.
So, Nick, I'm sure everybody knows by now, but if they don't, how can they follow you and find your content to know all the things about the Mavericks?
Yeah, at Nick Van Exit on all socials, and then Locked On Mavs, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, all those great places. And then we're on KFAA every day at 4:30, too. So if you're a terrestrial TV watcher, you can...
I love it. I love it. And again, I appreciate you coming in studio. Very, very helpful. He'll be at the presser. You don't need to keep
it's
doing
an honor.
That
it was actually an honor to sit and watch Eric eat all that chicken.
Hey, it's great to be with you. Great just listening to the basketball takes as I'm eating. That was really fun.
It was amazing.
What's the word that we're going to, what's the biggest buzzword we hear from Cooper Flagg in this presser?
Blessed. Blessed is going to be a good one.
Okay. Blessed. Give me sponge.
Cooper Flagg's focus on work ethic is equal only to Eric's focus on competitive eating abilities. All right. There you go, everybody. Nick Engstad right here. And whatever that was on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets, a revolutionary way to change pitchers' wins and losses. Next, right here on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.